I don't know how I ended up here. One day I'd been living a life, and then there's a blank spot in my memories, and now my entire existence is in this bed, unable to move or speak. Those around me know that my mind is still here, and that my body responds fully to all manner of stimuli. I don't know how long I've been here for, but it seems like it's been years. I have no visitors because no one really knows who I am here, as I've heard people refer to me as Jane Doe. But I can't tell them who I am. That means that no one notices what's been happening to me here. Day after day after day. I'm basically a warm little fuck doll for at least 5 men here. And I know a few women have been between my legs too at this point. It started off almost innocently. One of my caregivers noticed I was aroused one day, and I think curiosity just got the better of him. He let his gloved fingers slide inside me and rubbed my clit a little. I had been thinking dirty things, because it's so lonely and boring being stuck in my own brain. So even if I could make a noise or tell anyone, I wouldn't have. I needed that touch. I could tell he felt a little guilty by the way he suddenly stopped after about a minute or so. But from that start, he got a little bolder the next time he looked in on me. I think the idea of fucking me just kind of wore away at him, just knowing I was lying here and there was nothing I could do to stop him, and that he'd definitely get away with it too. He made sure the coast was clear so he had all the time he wanted. I must have been a great distraction for his break. He was so gentle, but he had been so turned on too, so he didn't last long. But it felt so good. And for a long time, that was the only thing he did to me. No one else touched me like that. And then there was a day when he came into the room with another caregiver. From the way their voices sounded, I guessed they'd been drinking. There must have been a party going on. I heard them whispering, but I didn't know what they were saying. Until I felt a set of fingers roughly twist my nipple, and another set of hands slowly push up my gown. And then, they took turns fucking me. They must have been really turned on, because when one would finish, the other would quickly slide in between my legs and take his turn. They must have come inside me 3 times each. They had to change the sheets because I'd soaked them. After that, my bed became a regular stop for many members of the staff. I guess whispers of what happened had gotten around because I was getting touched and fucked all the time. And they got so much rougher with me, too. It started with a few lubed fingers in my ass and then graduated to being fucked up there, too. I'm grateful they usually had lube, but sometimes they were in a rush, so they were so much rougher. And I couldn't cry out or beg them to stop. But my body still responded to even the most painful and brutal of their sessions. It's gotten to the point where someone from the staff would have sex with me at least 3 to 5 times a day. No. To call it having sex would imply there's some consent on my part. They use me like their little whore, and I can't do anything to stop them. I just have to take whatever they want to do to me. They move me into any position they want. My ass has been up in the air with my face resting against the pillow so many times that I think I could doze off if they left me like that after they were finished using me. They all wear condoms, of course. After all, they don't want to leave evidence that they're treating me like this. Or maybe they just don't want to get me pregnant, because then someone would definitely notice what they've been doing to me and come and take away their pliant little fuck toy from them. And they really don't want to lose me at this point. I'm too much fun to play with. But it gets a little worse too. A few months ago, one of my caretakers thought it would be funny to put a pair of headphones on me so that they could endlessly play audio porn in my ears. It's just loud enough that it covers some of the sounds of the hospital, and I have to concentrate to hear what those around me are saying. They've claimed it's for mental stimulation, but for me, it's just torture. I know they leave me like this because it means I'm constantly wet. I lie in this bed all day, listening to men and women getting off, listening to them come and moan as the sound of their voices vibrate through my whole body and down into my dripping little cunt. I can't touch myself. I can't come on my own. I hear those voices when I try to sleep, and they give me the most arousing dreams. There have been a few times where I've been sleeping and suddenly felt fingers inside me or someone on top of me and their warm breath on my face. It's a terrifyingly wonderful way to be woken up. And I know every time someone moves my respirator, my face is going to be fucked. It's a race against time, so they're especially rough. They're watching my heart rate and my oxygen levels, and they know that if they bottom out, they're going to have to stop. Then they push the mask back over my mouth to stabilize me. I can hear the air leaving my lungs, and it makes it sound like I'm grunting and moaning. And I think deep down, that's one of the reasons they like using me that way. They watch the monitors, and when my oxygen levels are getting too low, they put the mask on me and try to buy themselves a minute or so extra. A minute to try to come. They watch my vitals and allow me to breathe for a moment before removing the mask and shoving their cocks back down my throat. They want to ride that dangerous line because they want to get off, but they don't want me to get brain damage or worse, die. Because I'd be so much less fun to play with for them if they knew that I wasn't trapped in this body and fully aware of everything they were doing to me. Though, I think I should mention that there is one man who scares me. Someone who does delightfully unspeakable things to me. His specialty is exercising muscles with a TENS unit, and he does his job very well. It hurts so much, and I can hear him laugh when he watches me twitch, so he really enjoys his work, and he's very thorough about it. He hits all my major muscles with that machine, and it's agonizing because he doesn't hold back. And when he knows that there's no one around, he likes to do other things to me too. He seems to have a very creative, sadistic mind. One of his more sinister tricks is to put one of the pads right on my clit and one on a nipple. The first time he did this, I didn't understand what was happening until I felt the pain and heard that laugh again. I think he gets off more knowing I can't stop him from doing anything to me. And even worse, it turns me on, and he knows it too. He can see how dripping wet it makes me, and so he's been doing more experiments. Last week he pushed probes into my cunt and up my ass and played around with shocking me like that too, just to see what would happen. If I had control of my body, I know I would have squirmed and screamed for him. But all I could manage was to twitch a little bit. And if I could have cried, I would have been a sobbing mess. But not one tear. He really seemed to enjoy himself, though. And he fucked me so hard after that. I ached for days, and I was so responsive to it, too. I was so close to coming. But he finished before I could. I know he's going to have a night shift with me soon, and he's probably going to work me over for hours that day. He's going to hurt me and fuck me and hurt me again. And I can't wait. Maybe he'll bring in someone else and fist me again while he shocks me, like he did a few weeks ago. Do you know what it's like to feel that? To feel an entire hand inside of you pressing all of your buttons, and then the current starts and you can't help yourself. You just clench as hard as you can around it. And if I could have gasped, I would have. He was just grinding against my G-spot, and every time I thought he was going to stop, he'd up the current and make it hurt even more. All the while, there's someone holding me up by my hair and a hand around my throat, just waiting until it's his turn to fuck me. And I can hear him moaning. He likes what he's seeing. He likes knowing this is fucking me up in the best ways. That was just one of his many sessions with me. Truth be told, I'm terrified and a little excited for the day he discovers he can use needles on me too. Oh, fuck. But for all anyone else knows, nothing has happened to me. I'm just a woman in a coma with some of the most attentive caregivers anyone has ever seen. It seems to be an open secret here. No one makes a fuss over my bruises, or if I may be a little bloody from someone playing with me a little too rough. It seems to all be understood. But the worst part of all in all of this is that I know I could escape. I could be free from this bed. If only I could just come. It's like a sheet of ice that I can see the cracks in, and I'm stuck beneath the surface. One good, strong push would let me break through, but I just can't get out. The drugs I'm on won't let me, and maybe the people who are taking care of me are making sure that I can't. I'm certainly not in a position to object. And given the things that have happened to me in this bed, the intense experiences I've had, I don't know if I'll ever be able to come. Because if these things didn't push me over, I don't know what will. So, I'm trapped in this bed, used relentlessly like a living sex doll, and tortured, sadistically edged, day after day. After day. And if I could open my eyes, if I could speak, I think I might actually beg them to be even rougher with me. I'd do anything they'd want. I'd be totally shameless. As long as they let me come, they wouldn't have to worry about losing me to waking life. So, let me wake up. Let me choose to be an ever-willing toy. I want to be an active participant in my own degradation. I want that more than anything.